Echoes of Heaven is on the air, presenting its half hour of harmony and praise, as we desire to exalt, honor, and glorify Christ, the Savior, God's Son, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. This broadcast is originating in the auditorium of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan.
We Americans love and cherish this great country of ours. May it always resound the precious truth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, so mightily proclaimed by our forefathers, whose faith in God is the foundation of our democracy. May we as individuals of this mighty nation believe and receive the truth of the Bible verse, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling on the distant where the prince of wrath are sore. He has loosed the reins of life. He now is there above the storm. His truth is far beyond. Glory, glory,
Christian soldiers of this great North American continent, always remain humble, declaring with the Apostle Paul, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Stuart Drewsy, your gospel trumpeter, will thrill your souls as he plays that militant hymn, Onward, Christian Soldiers. The greatest moment of any man's life is when he decides for Christ. God's word tells us, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thing in your life is your salvation in Christ Jesus, the positive assurance of sins forgiven. Accept him just now, for he's saying to you through his word, I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer. The boys of our male quartet will thrill your souls as they sing, Redeemed.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Trouble and sorrow.
Trouble and sorrow
have vanished away.
Have vanished away.
I have been
redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
By love divine.
Glory.
redeemed.
Yes, I'm redeemed.
Yes, I'm redeemed.
Happy in glory.
Happy in glory.
Someday I shall be.
Someday I shall be.
I have been
redeemed. Redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed
by love divine.
By love divine.
Glory, glory,
Christ is mine.
Christ is mine.
Christ is mine.
All to Him.
All to Him.
I now resign.
I now resign.
I have been
redeemed.
The greatest of all friends wants to be your friend too. 'Tis the Son of God who, speaking through His word, says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
I found a friend, oh, such a friend.
May your souls be deeply enriched as Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Thome sing for you that blessed hymn, The Heart of God.
Near to the heart of God.
now Jim Van Kuren has an important message for you.
You are cordially invited to attend next Sunday services of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock. The regular morning worship is at 11, and the evening service begins at 7:30. In the morning, Dr. A.J. Harms will speak on the subject, The Dimensions of the Cross, and his evening theme will be The Loss That Is Gain. The Burns Avenue Baptist Church is located at Burns and Chapin Avenues, just one block south of Gratiot in Detroit.
And now our organist, Jeanette Balcher, is playing for you that beautiful hymn, Jesus Took My Burden. You on this eve of Independence Day, listen to God's chosen ambassador, your radio preacher, Dr. A.J. Harms, who tonight is bringing a heaven-inspired message on the theme, Our Country.
Friends of Radioland, the 4th of July is upon us. Every patriot will earnestly contemplate its meaning again. Concerning our country, we too can say, ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32. That land, O countrymen, where God's glorious sunshine first fell upon you, where the twinkling hosts of heaven first fascinated your eyes, where the flashes of lightning and the peals of thunder first reminded you of the omnipotence of a heavenly being, where the winds, the rains, the storms first descended upon you to fill your soul with awe and reverence. That is your land, your homeland, your fatherland. That land, O fellow men, where a mother's tender eye first beheld you, where a mother's loving arms first embraced you, where a mother's form first bent over your helpless being to caress you and to bless you, that is your land, your native land, your mother country. And though it be a rock-bound shore or a barren island, though it be a vast unbroken plain, or a massive mountain range, you must love it forever, for it has given you the first breath of your life. Remember that you are a man. You are of the earth, earthy. And that part of the earth that has made your being possible should ever remain a sacred memory to you, no matter where you may roam. For me, and for multitudes of others, that blessed land is the United States of America. Here our forefathers came after a long pilgrimage, and here they remain. Here they came in order to escape the heartaches and burdens that another state and another society had forced upon them. Here they came in order that they might find and enjoy for themselves their children, and their children's children, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Here they came in order that they might worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience and the obvious principles of the Bible. For thousands of years, God had been preparing a marvelous continent. He adorned it with mountains and valleys, with rivers and plains. He showered it with beauties of nature unsurpassed, with wealth of resources unlimited. It was indeed a new world. When the Creator had prepared and completed his design, a man was found to lead the way to this new paradise. Christopher Columbus was his name. He opened the way, and forthwith the homeless found a shelter, the persecuted a refuge, the industrious a means of sustenance, and the oppressed a glorious liberty. Well, has Emerson said, the history of America is but a great effort of divine providence in behalf of the human race. There is not another nation under the sun that has been so privileged with such a birthright. In poetry and in song, in action and in story, America has been enshrined as the land of the free and the home of the brave. There is not another nation in the world where people enjoy such freedom and where they are less hampered by social, political, and ecclesiastical restraints as in the United States of America. Ask now the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing, or hath been heard like it. But, my friends, no nation anywhere has ever been automatically progressive. A nation that holds to the fundamentals of righteousness may be exalted to the highest heights, but a nation that forsakes the fundamentals of righteousness may be degraded into the deepest depths. Our history teachers, in years gone by, have told us how and why ancient Rome went to the wall. The Colosseum had crowded out the Forum. The lust for amusement had crowded out the interest for the discussion of the saner and weightier issues of citizenship. And when, after several centuries of such living, the barbarians from the north came running down, the moral fiber of that nation was so eaten out that she could not resist their attack. There are in the United States today some 53 million children and youth under 25 years of age, 36 million of which are receiving no religious instruction from any agency, either Catholic, Protestant, or Jewish. If we let a field run wild, it goes to weeds. If we let human nature run loose, it goes to the wall. If we let a generation of boys and girls grow up without any convictions of faith and conduct, we will reap a harvest of moral anarchy that will inevitably overthrow our democracy. Unless we here in America are saved from a reckless age that has gone amusement mad and dance crazy, we too will fail. Hear the words of the ancient oracle and apply them today. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I am an American citizen. I rejoice over the fact that my lot was cast under the stars and stripes. And two of America's greatest statesmen were Washington and Lincoln. You may have seen a picture of Washington at Valley Forge. There in the dead of winter and in the quiet of the forest, when the cause of liberty seemed all but lost, Washington upon his knees had recourse to prayer and implored help of Almighty God. You may also have read in Drinkwater's play, Abraham Lincoln, how in the crisis of the great Civil War, when everybody was panic-stricken and nobody knew what was going to happen, Abraham Lincoln went into his study and locked the door and getting down on his knees, he implored the help of Almighty God for his people and for his nation. And in this our day, when the problems that confront our national life fairly stagger all human ingenuity, we can do no better than to seek help and guidance from the same source where Washington and Lincoln sought and found. And unless we today will seek the God of our fathers and humble ourselves in his sight and conform our lives to his will, we may easily lose our priceless heritage. God of our fathers known of old, Lord of the far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Let us unite in prayer. Almighty God, everlasting Father, we thank thee for this great country of ours, and we realize that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a destruction of any people. We pray, Lord God, that thy hand of protection may be upon our nation, that we may humble ourselves before thee and seek thy face to do thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dedicated to the glory of God and of his Son, our Savior and Lord. For more than 7 years, Echoes of Heaven has enjoyed the friendship and support of many regular listeners. And we do want you to know that we deeply appreciate your encouraging letters, your prayers, and your gifts in furtherance of this radio ministry. We are always pleased to hear from you. So won't you send us a letter tonight? The address is Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan. In your letter, be sure to request a copy of Our Country, the inspiring message presented tonight by Dr. Harms, so you may read and meditate upon his thoughtful words. The address again is Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan. And now, until next week at the same time, Echoes of Heaven bids you good night, and may God bless you. This is the Wolverine Network.